The weak AI stopped being a security tool and started being a security problem. A Meta support bot hijacked Instagram accounts for the Obama White House. A self-replicating worm tore through Microsoft's own GitHub repos. And the NSA is reportedly weaponizing the same frontier model that 15 countries just deployed to protect their critical infrastructure. If you're a CISO still treating AI as somebody else's risk category, this was the week that ended.
Welcome to Clear Text, the Saturday Week in Review. I'm Alex Chen, alongside Jordan Reeves. If you couldn't keep up this week, here's what mattered and what it means. We've got four big themes to work through. First, the AI trust paradox. The same model being deployed to defend critical infrastructure is simultaneously being weaponized for offensive operations. Second, supply chain integrity took a body blow this week, and I don't just mean one incident. Third, the espionage landscape is evolving in ways that should concern every CISO with cloud tenants or executive mailboxes. And fourth, the governance picture shifted meaningfully. Budget cuts, a new executive order, and a landmark legal case that could reshape contractor accountability. Let's get into it.
So let's start with what I'm calling the Mythos problem, because it really encapsulates where we are with frontier AI. On Monday, Anthropic announced the expansion of Project Glasswing, Claude Mythos preview going to 150 organizations across 15 countries for critical infrastructure defense. Power grids, water systems, healthcare, communications. We're talking about infrastructure that touches 100 million people. ENISA is on board through an EC Anthropic bilateral agreement. This is real.
And then Thursday, we learned the NSA is reportedly preparing that same model for offensive cyber operations, despite a federal prohibition on engaging Anthropic as a vendor. Let that sink in. The same model being handed to European critical infrastructure operators to find vulnerabilities is being evaluated by the U.S. signals intelligence community to exploit them. For CISOs, the immediate question is, what does your risk model look like when a frontier AI model is simultaneously your defensive tool and your adversary's offensive weapon?
And the benchmarks back this up. Exploit Bench results published this week showed Mythos outperforming GPT-5.5 on Chrome vulnerability exploitation tasks. Anthropic's own internal analysis found 832 banned accounts misusing their systems over 12 months, with AI materially assisting low-skill attackers across multiple MITRE attack tactics. So we're not speculating about capability. It's measured.
Now tie this to the Meta story, because I think that's the connective tissue for the week. Krebs reported that Meta's AI support bot, a production agent, not a research prototype, was manipulated into resetting passwords and binding recovery emails to attacker-controlled addresses. The Obama White House Instagram, U.S. Space Force accounts, briefly defaced with pro-Iranian imagery. No malware, no credential theft, no prompt injection. The agent did exactly what it was designed to do. It just did it for the wrong people.
Instructions circulated on Telegram before Meta patched. And here's the kicker. Takeovers continued after an initial fix. This is the canonical example of what happens when you give an AI agent account action authority without adversarial testing. Every CISO listening should be asking their teams on Monday, what AI-powered agents do we have in production, and what can they do to accounts, data, or access controls without a human in the loop?
Which brings us to Microsoft's MXC announcement at Build. Microsoft Execution Containers, an OS-level, policy-driven sandbox for AI agents, enforced at the kernel level. OpenAI and NVIDIA are launch partners. This is the first real architectural answer to the agent authority problem. It's pre-deployment access scoping rather than reactive detection. I'd call it the most strategically important announcement of the week for enterprise security teams, even though it got less attention than the breaches.
Agreed. It's the right design pattern. Whether the implementation holds up under adversarial pressure is another question, but at least someone is building the control plane. Now, let's talk supply chain, because this week was ugly.
The Miasma worm. 73 Microsoft repositories compromised across four GitHub organizations: Azure, Azure Samples, Microsoft, and Microsoft Docs. GitHub had to disable access to the affected repos as containment. This is a self-replicating supply chain worm hitting Microsoft's own code repositories. Any code pulled from those repos during the infection window must be treated as potentially tainted, full stop.
And it wasn't isolated. A parallel campaign hit NPM, Ironworm, and a Miasma variant targeting over 50 legitimate packages. The payload is a Rust-based info stealer hiding behind an eBPF kernel rootkit. eBPF rootkits are particularly nasty because they operate at a level most endpoint detection tools aren't instrumented to catch. So you've got two major package ecosystems, GitHub and NPM, simultaneously compromised with self-propagating malware. If your developers pulled anything from either ecosystem this week, your SBM integrity is in question.
And the practical guidance here is uncomfortable. You need to validate your software bill of materials against the known compromise package lists. You need to check build pipeline logs for any pulls from affected Microsoft repos during the infection window. And frankly, if you don't have the tooling to do that quickly, this is the week that justifies the budget request.
Let's pivot to espionage, because the Chinese activity this week deserves its own segment. UNC5221, a Chinese espionage group, is now deploying two previously undocumented malware families, Plenet and Agent PSD, alongside the Brickstorm backdoor, specifically targeting Microsoft 365 environments. This is a capability upgrade designed for enterprise cloud tenants.
The shift to M365 targeting is significant because it means your primary defensive layer is identity security and conditional access policies, not network perimeter controls. If you're a CISO running M365, this week's action item is reviewing audit logs for anomalous OAuth consent grants, reviewing conditional access policies for gaps, and verifying that your identity provider configurations haven't been tampered with. Separately, TA4922 expanded phishing operations to the UK, Germany, Italy, and South Africa, using ValleyRat and AtlasRat. So this isn't just one group. It's a coordinated broadening of Chinese targeting.
And then there's the stock exchange espionage case. Unknown attackers, assessed as nation-state or state-sponsored, spent 5 months inside a senior stock exchange executive's Outlook mailbox. 5 months. They copied the inbox in small batches, routed exfiltration through Dropbox and OneDrive so it blended with legitimate cloud traffic. Most DLP and CM configurations would miss this entirely. If you're in financial services, you need to ask whether your exfiltration detection can distinguish between a legitimate OneDrive sync and an attacker using OneDrive as a covert channel.
And connect that to the NATO cyber conference reporting. The U.S. military admitted commercial location data was used to identify and target personnel during Operation Epic Fury. The implication the analyst drew, and I think it's correct, is that if nation states are using commercial data broker information in wartime, China is almost certainly doing so in peacetime for corporate espionage targeting. CISOs need to understand that commercial data about their executives and key personnel is an intelligence commodity. It's being bought and analyzed.
Now let's hit vulnerabilities quickly because there are two that demand action. CVE-2026-20245, Cisco Catalyst SD-WAN Manager, CVSS 7.8, Root Privilege Escalation, Actively Exploited, No Patch Available, covers on-prem, cloud, and FedRAMP deployments. It can be chained with two other Cisco CVEs. Your only options right now are compensating controls, network segmentation, and privileged access restrictions. There is no fix to apply.
And Palo Alto, CVE-2026-0257, PAN-OS Global Protect Authentication Bypass. Two distinct exploitation waves since mid-May. Attack surface broadening. If you run Palo Alto at the perimeter, patching is a P0 incident response action, not a scheduled maintenance task.
Governance segment. Let's be efficient. The Trump administration released a scaled-back AI executive order, voluntary framework, significant industry concessions. A House AI bill proposes frontier model oversight, but would preempt all state-level AI regulation. The practical read for CISOs, voluntary federal standards appear to be the ceiling for the foreseeable future. Build your AI governance program accordingly, but don't assume states won't push back on preemption.
CISA is facing a proposed $250 million budget cut in FY2027, while simultaneously being assigned new AI security responsibilities. DHS Secretary Mullen says he wants 600 more staff than CISA currently has, and Trump is reportedly considering Palantir CTO to lead the agency. If you rely on CISA advisories, KEV catalog updates, or threat sharing, factor in reduced federal capability when planning your own detection and intelligence programs.
And the IBM AT&T False Claims Act lawsuit. A former IBM VP of threat intelligence alleging both companies concealed breaches and security control failures while holding major federal contracts. If this case gains traction, it establishes a new accountability framework under federal procurement law. Every CISO at a government contractor should be auditing their breach disclosure practices against FCA exposure right now.
Last item. Dashlane disclosed a brute force attack that bypassed 2FA and resulted in encrypted vault downloads for fewer than 20 personal plan users. The disclosure was criticized for opacity. If you have enterprise Dashlane deployments, verify whether any users are on personal subscription tiers and check master password strength policies.
And Cyrus' $12 billion valuation at 80 times ARR, despite operating losses, tells you where investor money thinks the next critical category is. Data security posture management. Use that signal in your next budget conversation if you need DSPM tooling.
So, stepping back, what defined this week? I'd say it was the week the AI agent attack surface became undeniable. We saw a production AI agent become the attack vector at Meta. We saw frontier models simultaneously deployed for defense and offense. We saw Microsoft propose the first real architectural answer with MXE. And we saw supply chain integrity shattered across two major ecosystems. The through line is that AI is no longer adjacent to security. It is security. every risk model, every control framework, every board presentation needs to reflect that.
I'll add one thing. The convergence of nation-state espionage upgrading to cloud-native tooling, supply chain attacks becoming self-propagating, and AI agents operating with unchecked authority, these aren't three separate problems. They're three expressions of the same problem. We're deploying powerful autonomous systems faster than we're building the controls to govern them. That's the strategic conversation CISOs need to be having with their boards next week.
Well said. That's your week in review. The Daily Show returns Monday. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm. Have a good weekend, everyone. Stay sharp.
See you Monday.